From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Resurging COVID-19 cases across the country could impact dairy markets this winter with little potential relief until March if a vaccine is approved and becomes widely used. According to DairyHerd.com, rising deaths would likely re-trigger restrictions, including restaurant seating capacity and indoor dining. It's also unlikely Congress and President Trump will agree on a new COVID aid package before the November 3rd election, and after the election, it will take at least 3 weeks before Congress can come back and pass one. Friday was World Food Day when EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue welcomed Amazon as the newest member of the U.S. Food Loss and Waste 2030 Champions. Champions are U.S. businesses and organizations pledged to reduce food loss and waste in their own operations by 50% by 2030. The commitment of these champions will help the U.S. move closer to the national goal of protect and save valuable resources and improve food system efficiencies while reducing waste. The pandemic has changed operations at California pumpkin patches, with many having closed altogether. Those that remain open require masks, have scaled back activities, and revamped their spaces, including realigning corn mazes. Some pumpkin patches require advanced ticketing to assure social distancing or have converted to drive-through. But farmers say customers appear grateful the patches offer a safe family activity. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.